Frank Clark got traded from the Seahawks to the Chiefs. Why does that matter? Here's why it matters. Frank Clark was another guy like Jadeveon Clowney who was on the franchise tag. And Frank Clark is a pretty similar player to Clowney as well. He's probably a little bit better of a pass rusher, but they're overall about the same kind of player. They're about equally as good. And the Seahawks traded Frank Clark to the Chiefs, an AFC rival, a rival in this conference, for a first-round pick and a second-round pick. And then Kansas City turned around and gave Frank Clark a really big contract.
Mm-hmm.
So from a Texans standpoint, this means two things. One, if they want to sign Clowney, they have another comp between DeMarcus Lawrence and Frank Clark. And if they want to trade Jadeveon Clowney, they also have a good comparable as far as what somebody like Frank Clark was able to get. So there are two things that affect the Texans with this deal.
Yeah, and a whole lot of questions come up with it as far as, hey, did maybe the Chiefs reach out to the Texans or would Gain ever trade with an AFC rival? Is anybody calling the Texans to talk about Jadeveon Clowney? I don't know. For one, Seattle was aggressively marketing Frank Clark. They just flat out put it out there. Hey, we're open for business.
Yes.
Come take this guy who, by the way, is acting like indignant that Seattle traded him after Seattle drafted him, like in the midst of a bunch of domestic violence allegations.
But yeah.
Anyway, I think that the contract is a big thing. That now between Dee Ford and Frank Clark and DeMarcus Lawrence, like you've got a whole bunch of comparable contracts right now. That if these two sides actually like each other and want to be buddies for the next 4 or 5 years, that Jadeveon Clowney and the Houston Texans should be able to figure something out.
Yes.
Now, that's also, I've already had two people say, like, hey, how come the Texans don't sign him to this contract? Well, I don't know. They might have offered him this exact same contract.
We don't know.
It could be that Clowney doesn't want to accept it. It could be, I have no idea whatsoever. The one positive about this is there's zero negative information has leaked out on either side. It doesn't sound like the Texans are really eager to trade Jadeveon Clowney for all we know. And it doesn't sound like Clowney just flat out doesn't want to come back here. So they're just, everybody's treading water right now. And a lot of this, maybe something happens because of the draft. Maybe something doesn't happen until after the draft. We'll see.
As far as the compensation goes, I think all of us want to keep Clowney, right? But if you were to get a 1 and a 2 for Clowney, that's pretty good value.
That's great value.
Excellent value.
But this was the only team you were going to get that.
So what is...
That was the only team that was going to offer a first and a second. The Chiefs are in a desperate mode right now. The Chiefs really, I mean, just look at their offseason. Look at what they've done. Look at all the guys that they fired in the defensive coaching staff, all the turnover that they have on the defensive side of
things,
too.
They are acting with urgency.
Yeah. Right, they're acting with urgency. And you know what? I imagine the Chiefs made a phone call about Jadeveon Clowney. It sounds like the Chiefs might have made a phone call about Patrick Peterson yesterday, too. How much truth there is to that was leaked by, I guess, a former Cardinals player, Antonio Bryant. I honestly don't know, but it seems like the Chiefs have been really desperate to acquire some sort of big name to be the center point of their defense, and they decided to make it Frank Clark. I'm not sure that Frank Clark would have been at the top of their list had they gone into this thinking, okay, well, we could maybe trade for somebody like a Jadeveon Clowney or a DeMarcus Lawrence or a Frank Clark. And ultimately, to get Frank Clark, I'll be honest, like, I haven't watched a whole lot of NFC football with Frank Clark, but if I were in the Chiefs' shoes, I would think that I would want Clowney over Clark.
Yeah.
And instead, they're bringing Clark in. I don't think any other team is going to offer a first and a second round pick for Jadeveon Clowney.
I don't know, because I mean, would you have said the same thing after Chicago last year traded for Khalil Mack? I mean, wouldn't you have said like, okay, who else is going to do this? And then all of a sudden, the 49ers trade a like similar compensation to get Dee Ford. And that's
well,
what makes
Dee Ford was a 2020 second round pick.
That's
why I'm confused, because
Kansas
City got nothing for that essentially.
And then they end up, well, this is what they
comparatively.
Did. No. And I see a lot of people saying, hey, Dee Ford and Frank or Clark are the same guy. Like, no, statistically, yeah.
13 sacks
look,
each.
No, I know, but look at their bodies. Like, they're different guys. Like, yes. The Kansas City Chiefs wanted to get guys that fit their scheme. A lot of times, teams will change defensive coordinators, and they'll spend 2 or 3 years retooling their defense to fit that coordinator. I respect what they're doing, where they're saying, look, our defense was awful last year. We got to do something about it. And it was curious that they let go of their two best pass rushers. Now it makes more sense. I think the price is high for where they are right now with their defense, and they still have to pay Chris Jones at some point. So, but they now all of a sudden have a 4-3 defense. Like, they went from a 3-4 to a 4-3 in one offseason. That's why they did this. Frank Clark and Dee Ford are not interchangeable. Like, not at all.
I agree.
Dee Ford's an outside linebacker. Frank Clark's a 4-3 defensive end. And, like, so he's 273 pounds. Dee Ford's, like, 241 soaking wet.
Yeah.
And he jumps off sides in critical moments.
Yes, he does.
Like Jadeveon Clowney.
I know we're throwing a lot of names at the audience this morning. So just to kind of simplify things and go back to the point about the trade, if Frank Clark is going from Seattle to Kansas City in exchange for a first-round pick and a second-round pick, doesn't that mean that Brian Gain can't settle in a Clowney trade if that's the way that he wants to go in the next 48 hours, that he can't really accept much less than a first-round pick?
I don't know. Okay, Dee Ford, Frank Clark. If they are, in terms of actual production on the field, what's the price to trade guys like that? There is none. Like, it all comes down to an individual situation. There's no standard, like, well, you trade this guy for a first and a second, or a first and next year's pick, or, okay, in the case of Dee Ford, next year's second round pick. Like, I don't know if there's a trade right now when we're talking about first round picks for marquee players where I say, well, that's ridiculous. That doesn't follow the trade chart. It's all over the place. You go to wide receivers over the last few years. What's the trade value for a marquee wide receiver? It's all over the place. Also, depending on whether, like, he's dyed his mustache anytime recently.
So basically, it just comes down to it's so individual to the player and the circumstances.
Right. Well, so the only reason they should trade Jadeveon Clowney for, like, next year's second round pick or something is if Jadeveon Clowney has flat out said, look, I'm not showing up. I hate you guys. This is it for me. If he did something like that, hypothetically, then maybe you have to scavenge whatever you can out there, just kind of like the Steelers did with Antonio Brown. I don't think that's the situation. So, yeah, I guess I'm agreeing with you, Mike, that it wouldn't be a disappointment if you didn't get Frank Clark compensation, because it's aggressive by the Chiefs, and I respect it, but, man, that's a lot.
It's really aggressive.
And I don't know if I'm willing to give up that much of my future right now, where, again, I'm still sitting here, I'm still kind of kicked in the gut from last year of not having a first and a second round pick. You traded away some of your future a couple years ago. You're trying to get that future back where, like you guys always point out, if you're going to have to pay Deshaun Watson at some point in the next few years, you better have a bunch of other cheap talent around him. You get that from your first and second round picks.
I'm not sure what Kansas City is doing, to be perfectly honest, too. This move reeks of desperation. I understand that they sort of have to be when their defense was what it was this past season. But, I mean, they're changing their defense. They have a new defensive coordinator. They have a new defensive coaching staff. And they have a bunch of new defensive pieces, including Frank Clark, Tyron Matthew, Bashaud Breeland at cornerback, defensive end Alex Okafor, linebacker Damian Wilson, defensive end Emmanuel Ogba. Like, they just pressed the entire reset button on a defense when they were a team that was basically a drive away potentially from going to the Super Bowl this past year. To me, that is crazy. I think that is way too much overhaul in one off season if you consider yourself a Super Bowl contender this coming year.
They're going to be a weakened offense from what they were for much of the year. Their defense was not good last year. And you're right. They were very, very close to going to the Super Bowl. And their defense failed them not. Their defense wasn't good at all in that game, but
the first half.
Where it ultimately failed was like, okay, somebody jumped off sides. Like that could have happened to any defense anywhere. That could have happened to the number one defense in the league. But if you look at, okay, that's how it worked out last year. If you look at the way the offense for the Chiefs performed over the course of the second half of the season, it's not going to be these record-breaking numbers. It's not going to be what we saw in the first eight games where, oh, wow, Pat Mahomes is a brand new species of quarterback. It's not going to be like that. It'll probably be really good, but not like that. So I think that a certain amount of desperation in fixing that defense was warranted. But it's a question of, all right, how much have you sacrificed of your future for this? They're fine in terms of the cap right now. I would imagine this is going to start loading up again. They have to sign another couple other
Chris
guys.
Jones, right? Yeah.
Well, I respect the fact that they had such a good season and they're willing to completely overhaul one of their units. I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
And they are operating with a certain sense of urgency and a certain sense of desperation for 2019.
Is Tyreek Hill going to be suspended?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
You need to know more information.
One of you guys wrote something down there.
I put in the show prep, so I'm not 100% sure how much in terms of progress they're making on this front. But it feels that he would be facing a personal conduct policy suspension because I guess like his child actually got removed from his home and the incident involves alleged injuries sustained by his kid. And right. So the kid's like not.
But
the
it
kid,
still doesn't. I mean, if it's a significant other that's to blame or a caregiver or something, and I know the cop job being removed from the blame.
I don't know the details,
still a chance.
But it does feel
saying.
Like there's still a chance. Yes.
Okay.
Ultimately, here's what I think happens with Clowney. I don't think that Brian Gain will be able to get what the Seahawks got for Frank Clark tomorrow night, and I just think we're going to head into July, and that's when this whole thing's really we're going to really figure this out. And it's tough to analyze. Like, I know Lopez tweeted something along the lines of like, well, I'm going to pull up the exact tweet, but it basically was indicating the idea that the Texans, by virtue of doing nothing with Clowney so far, means that the market's established. They just don't want to pay Clowney. I don't agree with that. I do not have the information to tell you that this morning. I don't have the information because I don't know. We don't know what the Texans have offered, and we don't know what Clowney wants right now.
Plus, and the deadline for a long-term deal isn't until July 15th.
Yes.
And not to mention there are other teams that have franchised a player for the first year, and then before the second year, they give him a huge contract. And to say, okay, it's clear they don't want to pay him, we have zero idea what Jadeveon Clowney has asked. Maybe yes. Clowney asked for a $400 million contract. Maybe he said, I want that Mike Trout money. It's Mike Trout money or nothing at all. We don't have a clue. So to say that they clearly don't want to pay him, it's like pretending we have a lot of information that we don't. I feel like they want to pay him something. Just like Jadeveon Clowney wants to get paid something. I don't think either side is like opposed to a long-term relationship with each other. And I think it's at this point, it's probably coming down to just good old-fashioned bargaining. There's also this, too. Maybe Jadeveon Clowney just doesn't feel like coming to training camp. And maybe he's content to just play the franchise tag for a couple years and show up in late August when he feels like it.
I'd not be unique in that situation.
I'd be all about that.
Seems like a lot of players.
Walter Jones used to do that.
And lots of guys are out on OTAs, it seems like, this offseason, too. I think everyone that is actually good realizes, you know what, I don't have to go. What are they going to do?